Thanks for listening to our Cambridge Breakfast podcast. Remember, you can subscribe with Radio Player or your favourite podcast app and never miss an episode. And don't forget to join us live on Cambridge 105 Radio, weekday mornings from 7.
Cambridge Breakfast with Julian Clover and Lucy Malazzo.
Cambridge 105 Radio.
12 minutes past eight. It's Cambridge Breakfast with Julian Clover and Lucy Malazzo from Cambridge 105 Radio. The Library Presents is returning with a new series of arts in Cambridgeshire libraries. Amongst those taking part are Arbury Court, Barnwell Road, Camborne, Cambridge Central, Cherry Hinton, which is the odd one out. Great Shelford, Histon and Milton Road. Nathan Jones is coordinator at the Library Presents. He is here this morning. Welcome to Cambridge Breakfast, Nathan.
Good morning.
Thank you for coming in. So how does this all work then?
Well, the Library Presents is a project that is funded by the Arts Council England and organised by Cambridgeshire County Council in partnership with Babylon Arts. And it is all about bringing the arts into the towns and villages all across Cambridgeshire, utilising the libraries because they're such wonderful community spaces in the heart of these settings. And, almost like giving them another life after they close for the day, they reopen in the evening or afternoon, and we convert the space into a theatre or a music venue or a workshop space. And the funding enables us to bring in really high quality content, so from all over the country we bring in some of the best workshop artists and performers we can find, and it's wonderful, all very affordable, all very local.
I'm intrigued as well about the exposure to the arts, and by that I mean people can see the arts and quite a lot of arts within Cambridge, certainly. Or maybe is that the problem? It's all confined to the city centre and you don't have to go too far out before you get stuck because there isn't a bus which will take you there at an appropriate time.
I think that's the case within Cambridge. It still makes it, walking distance and very, very close for some of our audience. That's much appreciated. But also the scheme, like I say, covers all of Cambridgeshire, so some of it are very rural areas.
Yeah, we've listed the ones in our listening area, but I think it goes out towards the Fens and further still as well.
Absolutely, so in some places it is a real sort of, lifeline to the arts. It's a way into the arts for these communities. So certainly it's the quality of some of the acts that we can bring. The funding enables us to subsidise the shows and pay the artists what they would get to come into a city and do a big show, yet you can see it in the intimacy of your local library is one of the selling points.
It sounds good. And there's quite a bit of involvement, I think, from local people within the, I guess, who normally use the library during the day. They can actually take part in the decision-making process as to who they get performing for them.
That's correct. That is a big part of the scheme. It's very much involves the community on all sorts of levels. And what we find is that artists are loving it. We find the artists are loving coming to the libraries. They find the very warm, welcoming spaces with Wi-Fi and electricity and good parking and some of the things they might not find in other rural touring venues.
They didn't necessarily find all of those in the city, either.
Well, exactly. So what we find is we are inundated with artists. So we put a call out a couple of times a year to local artists, national artists, and we get about 200 coming back wanting to come into these libraries. And we need to whittle that down to about sort of 20 or 30. So what we do working with Babylon Arts is we put together a bumper menu that goes out into all the libraries and is online as well. And we invite the not just library users, but the whole community to look at that library and make their selections as to what they'd like to see next season. So we're currently doing that at the moment to decide what comes into the libraries in the spring. So people have got till the 5th of October, pop into your library, have a look through the menu, select workshops, performances, and we will endeavour to make their dreams come true.
It's all very democratic.
Absolutely. It really has to be what people want to see. That's the other advantage of this, is it each library ends up with a different bespoke programme to what that library community would like to see.
What kind of what's you've got a whole programme there in front of you. Are there any sort of highlights that you would say these are particular ones that have popular ones that have stood out? Or,
well, we've got over 100 events taking place between this Saturday and the middle of December across the county. So there's a lot of things to fit in. And you know, urge people to go online and have a look. Some events are starting to sell out already, which is fantastic. There's been
amazing.
A very popular James Campbell, who does sort of comedy for kids, has already sold out at Histon, and that's not until November, so that's been a very popular show. But there's lots of things coming up this weekend. I suppose the nearest one for Cambridge listeners in Cherry Hinton. We have a jazz concert. Paul Higgs, who's a very, an amazing trumpeter. He's going to be with him and his band are doing the history of jazz. Cherry Hinton Library this Saturday night, but we've only got a few tickets left for that. But if people can't get them, he is also performing at Ramsey, so that's very popular. In Burwell next week, let me just check the date for this one. On Friday the 27th, we have Mambo Jambo, who are a wonderful musical outfit. They're a two-piece who can play every instrument under the sun and styles from all around the world. And you will hear the accordion, the flute, guitars, even the spoons.
I haven't seen the spoons.
My personal favourite. I know I should probably be appreciating the subtleties of the flute playing more, but you can't beat a good spoon solo.
And also, you know, you're just thinking, I was just thinking, it's the library space and normally everyone goes, shh, and here it's going to be, turn the mics up, get those spoons out.
We have a lot of fun with that and we've had a wonderful response from the pub. This is our third season. We've done two seasons already. We've had about 600 feedback forms back and 98% said it's amazing. Mm. And a lot of that, I think, is the surprise element. They come in, we turn all the big fluorescent lights off, we put ambient lighting in, we bring in a bar. All very, we move all the bookcases to the side. Some of the libraries have blackout curtains, so you walk in and it's, for any sense purposes, it's not the library as you know it. It is a music venue. We've got some cabaret shows coming up, one in Camborne with Shushu Baby that'll be great fun, good cabaret night. So like I say, go online, www.cambridgeshire.gov.uk/arts, pop into one of the libraries, pick up a brochure. Everyone is bound to find something they love. This is not for children or families. It's for all. There's something absolutely for everybody.
And is there a cost attached to
There is
to
a cost. These are ticketed events, but very reasonable. The most you will pay is £7 for a standard adult ticket. But
a complete bargain.
Yeah, concessions for, 65s and younger audiences. We also, if anyone volunteers and collects the time credits scheme, we accept time credits for tickets. There's family saver offers for our family shows. So the idea is very affordable. That is one of the aims of the scheme.
So very accessible by the sounds of things. And as we've said, it opens up the libraries at a time when every once in a while, people do question about them. But if the space can be used in the evenings and at weekends where they'd normally be shut, seems a pretty good idea.
Absolutely. The libraries already do lots of fantastic things in their communities, and this is just sort of pushing that a little bit further, seeing how far you can push it and change people's perceptions. And as I said, utilise what are actually great spaces.
Yeah, that's it.
A lot of the libraries are well equipped.
And the old one, and some of the new ones too, but the old ones are lovely buildings as well. It's really, really sort of good old-fashioned place to go and put it together. And Nathan, can you remind us quickly of that web address again, if people are interested in taking a look?
Yes, www.cambridgeshire.gov.uk/arts. That will take you to a downloadable copy of the brochure, also the menu, so you can see if you want to get involved in what's coming up next. And you can buy tickets on there. That takes your link through to all the online tickets. You can also phone Cambridge Live box office to get tickets, or buy the tickets at your participating library.
That's great. Also, nice brochure there that you can pick up if you happen to be taking your overdue book back.
Yes.
Nathan, thank you very much for joining us this morning. Nathan Jones, the coordinator at The Library Presents. Cambridge 105 Radio.